Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and a midweek installment of Bullet Points. Now, we are in December, and when it comes to December content, particularly with these midweek episodes where they're a little bit more off the cuff, it feels as though we can have a little bit of fun. We don't have to be so rigid. And I saw someone do this online. I can't remember in what context, but I've been thinking for a while now. I really must find out what would happen if I asked ChatGPT to write an episode with The Emma Gunn Show. And well, listeners, that's what you're going to enjoy today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, so I know this is random, but as I said, I feel as though festive content is allowed to be a little less than perfect, and you're allowed to do something that just wouldn't make sense at any other time of the year. I know there have been times in the past where I've repeated shows or put together compilations, but I just could not resist. So I did the unthinkable, and I went into ChatGPT and I said, create a script for the Emma Gunn Show podcast. And this is what came back. Now, apart from the obvious existential crisis that's made me think, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is what came back. So I may need to do a little bit of soul searching about if this is really what I want AI to throw up when they think about my show. But I read it and it really did make me laugh, because I have always come at the Emma Gunn Show as being a safe place to really dig into topics, and uncomfortable topics at that, to really interrogate some quite uncomfortable thoughts, some things that can be unpleasant and difficult to talk about, but that need to be spoken about. And so the fact that this script came back and it's barely a page is amazing. I am going to be playing myself, but I am also going to be playing Emma's guest, but I haven't come up with a name. I think somebody somewhere will have a great idea for what this particular guest should be called. But I'm going to read to you the script that has been generated by artificial intelligence. This is what people do at university and at school and college or whatever. This is what I've been hearing about the fact that you just put in a subject, put it into ChatGPT, and then all these essays come up and people are passing off this particular work as their own. And that's exactly what I'm going to do in this episode, just for the lulls. And trust me, I have spent the last 5 minutes actually laughing / crying. But this is how it goes. Intro music. And I will say that it's when it's me and when it's the guest, because I actually really nearly thought about calling my friend Amy Lawrenson, who's been on the podcast before, who's a great improv artist, to say, would you play my guest? But I just don't have the time to be able to do that, unfortunately. But maybe another time we'll type something else in her name, you can come on the show, because she's brilliant. But intro music, and it's me. Welcome to The Emma Gunn Show, your go-to podcast for insightful conversations and stories that inspire, motivate, and entertain. I'm your host, Emma Gunn, and I'm thrilled to have you here today. Short break, bit more music, then back to me. Today we're diving into a topic that has been highly requested by our listeners, mental health and well-being. Joining me is an esteemed guest, insert guest name here, a renowned psychologist and author of several books on mental health. Welcome, insert guest name. Guest, thank you, Emma. It is a pleasure to be here. Me again. Mental health is a crucial aspect of our overall well-being. How can we better understand and prioritize our mental health in today's fast-paced world? guest. Well, Emma, great question. It's essential to recognise the importance of self-care and setting boundaries. Often, we neglect our mental health in pursuit of productivity or societal expectations. Taking time for self-reflection, practicing mindfulness, and seeking professional help when needed are vital steps. Me again. Absolutely. It really is about finding that balance. Speaking of which, many of our listeners struggle with stress management. What advice do you have for handling stress in a healthier way? Guest. Stress is inevitable, but how you respond to it makes all the difference. Incorporating relaxation techniques like deep breathing, meditation, or engaging in hobbies can significantly reduce stress levels. Additionally, maintaining a healthy lifestyle with proper nutrition and regular exercise plays a significant role in managing stress. Me. Great advice. Now, let's shift gears. That made me howl because I have stolen Let's Shift Gears from Andy Cohen from Bravo, from the Watch What Happens Live Clubhouse. So I love that ChatGPT knows that I say it a lot. So let's shift gears a bit and discuss the stigma surrounding mental health. How can we work towards creating a more supportive and understanding environment for those dealing with mental health challenges? Guest, breaking the stigma begins with open conversations and education, Emma. By sharing our stories, promoting empathy, and fostering a culture of acceptance, we can create a safe space where individuals feel comfortable seeking help without fear of judgment. Outro music. Me. Such valuable insights, insert guest name here. Thank you for sharing your expertise and wisdom with us today. But before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts or recommendations for our listeners? Guest, remember, I inserted them. Sorry. Remember, prioritizing your mental health is not selfish. It's self-care. Take small steps every day to nurture your well-being and don't hesitate to reach out for support when needed. And here's me with the conclusion. Wise words indeed. Thank you, insert guest name here, for joining me on the Emma Gunn Show. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, and stay tuned for our next episode filled with more incredible stories and insights. Until next time, take care of yourselves. The end. Well, I mean, I am going to be honest and say that there were some very good points made by my esteemed guest during that episode. All of it is extremely valid. I just think it's a little bit too superficial. And I think that what we do here on the Emma Gunn Show, and what I hope you would agree with me on, is that while we might say that taking time out, setting boundaries, employing various lifestyle changes and mental health management activities are useful, on this episode, when we do go into a topic like mental health, at any angle at which we decide to explore it, I hope that what you take away from it is something much more helpful, with practical advice, with really useful insights that help you unpick whatever is happening in your own life that you might need some care and attention with. Because genuinely, the idea that you can just say, yes, maintaining a healthy lifestyle with proper nutrition and regular exercise plays a significant role in managing stress. I hope that what we do is the how. I hope that what we really unravel here is all of these things that we know make sense, then you can say it on paper, you can say it on a podcast. Yes, of course, we know that eating well and exercising are really helpful, but how do you do that if you are really struggling? And I hope, I know this is a very lighthearted look, it's kind of an end of year, let's see what happens if, but I hope that what really is gained from spending time with me and my guests, which I appreciate so much, is that you actually come away with some really practical and helpful insights that enable you to make positive change. That's my goal. And clearly, I need to hammer that home a bit more so that next time I put this in, maybe December 2024, I'll put this into ChatGPT and I will see if what it throws up, quite literally, is a little bit closer to what we do here and what I hope you enjoy. But it does make me want to ask you, I've asked ChatGPT, now let me ask you, are there any topics that you want me to really dig into in 2024? Are there any topics that you would like me to revisit? Is there anything about the show that you would like to see more of? Is there anything you would like to hear less of? Is there something that we've never done before that you would like me to investigate or explore? This podcast is the Emma Gunn Show, but it is very much made by you and the interactions I have with you. If you have ever emailed me or if you have ever DM'd me, you will know that very soon after your message, your requested content will show up on the show on the feed in some way, shape or form. So I am very reactive and I do listen to what you have to say. So please don't be shy about getting in touch and saying you'd like to hear more of this, that, the other, from this person, less from that person, whatever it might be. You can join the Facebook group. I really do think that's the best way to ask for these things because you'll get a very quick sense of whether other listeners are in agreement or other listeners have any insights that might be helpful in helping me compile the show. You can also DM me on Instagram and Twitter where I'm at Emma Guns, or you can email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. That is direct communication with me. I would absolutely adore to hear from you and adore to hear how you would like the Emma Guns show to sound in 2024. And let's hope it's a little bit different from what ChatGPT thinks. So artificial intelligence isn't quite, I'm not worried about it just yet, having seen its response to what I just put in. But let me know what you want, because the show will definitely adapt and evolve based on your messages. So please don't be shy about sending them. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Bullet Points. Thank you for subscribing, for following, doing all the things you're doing. I'm sorry if I haven't got back to your DMs if you're listening to this when it goes live in December. I am not using Instagram for the month of December 2023, but I am trying to keep an eye on any urgent messages. But loads of you, I'm putting an alternative email address in there and lots of you are using that. So we are chatting. But if you have thought that a comment has been ignored or anything, just know that I'm just not on Instagram for the next few weeks, but I will be back with a vengeance come January 2024. I will see you on the next one.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.